Welcome everybody to episode 2 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. I am your host, Teresa, and I'm joined here with my fellow hosts, Charis and Bianca Rose. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
We're having some technical difficulties with Instagram.
I wouldn't live show about it.
Live show, live problem.
That's right.
But welcome back to episode 2. Hopefully people will tune in on YouTube instead. But wanted to ask you guys, I know for episode 1, we were super nervous and had the jitters and Bianca was shaking.
It was.
And so I wanted to see how you guys are feeling for episode 2.
I'm good. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock.
I'm not shaking. I'm still drinking.
Well, that's good. I'm not shaking, guys.
I'm not shaking at all anymore. That's good. I have a new bottle of wine, so we're going to try that one. I slept good, by the way, last week. Charisse, you called it? I slept so good.
She's like, I slept so good. So, what have y'all been up to? It's been a whole week since we've been here.
Madness, chaos, fuckery, all of it.
Work. Life is always lifing. But yeah, it's been good. If you guys watched episode 1 last week, at the end of our show, we introduced you guys to a new segment that we're going to have in every single episode going forward. And that is our highs and lows of the week. So if you guys are watching us live, feel free to share your highs and lows with us in the chat. But we're going to start with our lows first so that we can go into a positive note at the end. So who wants to start with their lows of the week?
Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Okay. She was voluntold.
Oh, okay. Actually, let me try to think of a low because I had like an actually really good busy week. But let me see. A low. My curbside wasn't ready on time. So I was like, I'm on so much with like my routine. So I meal prep on Sundays for the week because I'm trying to be an adult and fiscally responsible, aka I'm broke. So I try to like meal prep and I try to do like curbside every now and again on Sundays. And they just didn't, they ran out of two of my items and then didn't have it in time. And I'm like, well, my routine is off. So I don't like being thrown off my routine.
I'm sorry. That sucks. Shari, what was your low?
My low was in true mom fashion. My son actually did not have baseball practice this Sunday. So that kind of threw me off on Sunday. But yeah, that was a low for me.
So Milo, I'm really about to get real deep though. Milo, and fortunately for this week, I got word that 3 different people have passed away this week. So one of our friends, her grandmother passed away. And then one of my mom's cousins in Mexico passed away. And one of my friends from high school passed away as well. So it's been rough hearing all the news from everybody, but, you know, they say that death comes in threes. So I'm like, that's 3 for me. Let's chill the fuck out, right? Now. Yeah, let's chill the fuck out now.
Yeah. Oh, the death coming in 3 is always odd, but as soon as one person passes, I know my family is like, all of a sudden we care about each other. Like, all right, start calling everybody every day, roll call kind of thing. It's so weird.
I had lunch today with my friend whose grandmother passed away, and I was telling her, I was like, we have to try to take something positive out of it. And I know that's hard to say and understand in the moment, but like, you know, maybe this means it is an awakening for us that are alive to appreciate the people that we have around us and make it be known that we appreciate them while they're still around. Because I think, you know, when we get to wakes and funerals and all that stuff, everybody does a really good job of telling everybody what they loved about you and all this stuff, but you're not around to hear it anymore. So I was trying to get her to focus on the positive, but it is, you know, it's hard sometimes when you're going through stuff like that. Yeah.
Especially when that death hits you so hard. I know tomorrow is actually the anniversary of my grandma's death. Mm-hmm. So it's really, like you said, it's that eye opening of like, appreciate what you have today. Tell them today that you love them, spend that, you know, time with them. You know, not to make this about me, but I remember like spending the day before with her. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go paint your nails later this week.
Yeah.
And then I got the call at work. So it, blink of an eye, it was totally unexpected. And some of those deaths just get you harder, but more appreciative at your present moment.
It's a part of life, unfortunately.
It is, but I think it's also, it's that reminder, like you said, it's that reminder to be grateful that you're here and the people that you're surrounded by, you know, that you have those people, and count your blessings while you can, because that's the one thing in life that we're promised.
Amen.
Absolutely. One thing.
Amen. So we do have someone in the chat who joined and gave us their low of the week. Ty, she said, my AC isn't working and my apartment has been at 84 degrees all week. Gross.
That's so unfortunate because usually, like in Texas, we don't actually have a winter. So the fact that it is 84 and you, if the AC is not working in December, one, that's a problem. And two, it's like, oh, I could just open up my window and I'm like, it's just as hot.
No, you can't. It's just going to
happen. I don't like Texas weather.
Me neither.
Born and raised here, and I don't like it. I still have not acclimated to this weather.
She's all born and raised here, not acclimated. What, so what you're saying is there's no hope for me who moved here to get acclimated.
I mean, there might be, because there are some people who love like the warmth. You know, you're from California. Are you used to any of the sun? Like, what was that weather like?
That's a total myth. For California. People think it's rainbows and sunshines here all the time, but there is a northern part and there is a southern part. There are two different parts of California. It's quite big and they are totally different. And now with what global warming, it does rain in Southern California. So don't let Tony lie to you.
Don't let
they just flooded recently. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, where Shari and I grew up at, it's literally like 50, 60 degrees all year.
That's my kind of weather, man.
But it also makes you very depressed. You need vitamin D. You have to have vitamin D, okay? Across the board.
Both of us perked up.
But you have to have it. Like, if you don't, you really, it's a bad place to be in. So that weather is not the greatest for everybody all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm heavily medication reliant on my moods. So as much as I say I love like the rain, cold, the rainy, cold weather, I'm not living in Twilight. Like, obviously, it's not going to be good for every day.
Hey, didn't you go to Forks?
I did. Yeah, earlier this year.
Sorry.
I went to Seattle to marry some friends. And we kind of like went traveling around, what was the state? Washington. Yeah.
What's the state?
I was like, what's that state? But those are fun. There's literally nothing there but parks. So like if you want to drive from one town to the next, it's like an hour to 2 hour drive for civilization. But the scenery is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I totally go back. But yeah, that rain and cloudy weather is only good for so long, I guess.
Yeah.
I still don't like the heat. Can't convince me.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, I have a question. Too hot or too cold? Which do you prefer?
Too cold.
Too cold, baby.
Really?
If you're too hot, you can be butt-ass naked and you will still be hot.
I don't want to sweat in all my crevices. We don't need to get me into that level.
And if you're cold, you know, you can put some layers on, grab a blanket, cuddle with somebody.
Or just put more blankets if you don't have somebody.
Not an option. Yeah, see, I have officially decided. I said after this hot summer that we had this year, and then it like I was like, okay, can it cool off? And like we legitimately went from like 90 degrees to 45 degrees overnight. And I was like, I said cool off, not freeze me to death. And I was like, okay, I've decided. I would rather be too hot because
really,
oh, my body hurts.
Wait, what I'm hearing, Bianca.
I'm old now, and so my body aches when it's too cold. So the ache and the cold, that just does not work for me. I'd rather be too
what
cold.
I'm hearing is.
What I'm hearing, yeah. Go ahead.
That you're going to come to San Antonio with us.
There you go with the shit. You and your husband can leave me alone, okay?
But it's just time, Cherie. Just come join us.
We may have something in the works.
We can get a little studio, set this up a different way. Yeah. The fans would love it. Give the fans what they want, Cherie.
Give the fans what they want, Cherie.
Do you guys want it? Tell me, fans. Let me know.
All right. So we did our lows. Yep. Now let's do our highs. This time I'm going to start with B.
Yeah. Wait, no. Teresa, you start.
Oh, you want me to start?
Oh, yeah. I get to start. Yours was the lowest, babe. Bring us back up.
Okay. So my high. Okay. So I kind of have to give you guys a backstory for my high. Okay. So I bought my husband a solo stove for Christmas. And Amazon liked to deliver this one package, not in an Amazon box. So he therefore saw his gift from the Ring camera while we were at work. Oh. And so he got to see it. But that's not my high. My high is that because he got a gift beforehand, he let me open one of my gifts and I got my Ninja air fryer that I wanted.
Ooh, I like that.
Exciting.
This is how you know I am 40 now, because
those things excite you.
These are the things that excite me.
Yep.
Kitchen appliances. Who the fuck? If you knew me in the past, you would never.
My little sister's been asking my mom for what is it, that Ninja
the freeze one?
Yeah, that little slushy thing.
If anyone loves me, that and a juicer is all I want for Christmas, Mother's Day, and my birthday. Thank you.
Oh, Cherise, is that going to get you to come here? What if I don't do delivery? You got to come pick it up.
I told her the drive's only 26 hours. If she starts,
I'm down for a road trip
tomorrow.
You know.
Oh, see, Bianca will fly with me to California, and we will drive back with you.
Y'all, can y'all imagine if we do it on a Wednesday? We're just going to live stream a road trip.
That would be some wild shit.
That would be some
very,
wild
shit. Very wild shit.
Have y'all ever done like a road trip before? Like anywhere?
No, I don't like being in the car that long.
I mean, because I've driven to LA a few times.
I mean, oh yeah, in California, I've driven to LA before and to Vegas. That one was far. Tahoe's close.
I've driven to Vegas. I've driven to Reno. It's like 3.5 hours. I want to do cross country one day.
She lying. She ain't gonna try that shit.
I really want.
Well, this is gonna be half country anyway, so might as well just plan it.
I really do. I want to do a cross country trip. The one that they always post, and it's like go this way and go that way, and you get all the nice little scenic routes. I really want to do that. But I guess
Then it's definitely not I-10. That's gonna be our shortcut.
I-10 goes across the whole country, right?
Yeah. So, like, if you don't know this, so, like, you have, like, I-10, I-20, I-30. So, all those 10 interstates are horizontal lines. And then you have, like, the increments in 5. Like, I-35 goes north of Texas. So, you'll have, like, I-15, I-25, I-35, I-45. And those are all highways that go interstate vertically. Vertically. Fun fact.
The shit we know. Okay, so I shared my high. Who's next?
I'll go since she's drinking. my high is today is my Friday. And it is my Friday for the next 2 weeks. I'm officially on vacation as of today.
Hey.
That's nice.
I'll
drink to that.
You need a reason.
You know what? I'll drink to it too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Speaking of the ladies,
as you guys can see, I have my husband's Longhorn cup, and he asked me to give the Longhorns a shout out because they're playing in the playoffs this Saturday.
Is that what they're called still? Are they playoffs?
Longhorns.
Yeah.
Or is that just basketball?
No, girl.
Girl.
Can anyone tell us in the comments who's not a sports person?
Just one guess.
One.
Look, I don't even watch TV, guys. I don't watch TV. I have a TV that's in our living room. For the most part, it's unplugged. unless like my friends are watching it. I don't watch it. I do not watch TV. If I do watch anything, I have like my iPad, but it's always when I'm like folding clothes or washing dishes or cooking. I cannot sit down and watch TV. I don't know why.
Oh, I love watching TV. And like reality TV shows are my guilty pleasure.
I was going to say, okay, what's your guilty pleasure show? Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one, what's your guilty pleasure show?
There's so many.
But like one that you really be like, maybe I shouldn't watch this, but you watch it anyway?
Probably Loving Hip Hop still. I still watch that shit. We used to call it Ratchet TV every Ratchet time it came TV. On when it first started. Yep. I still need my little dose of Ratchet TV.
I have to say mine's is Baddies, and God knows I shouldn't.
I thought you were going to say 90 Day Fiancé or whatever, or Love After Lockup.
Those are both bad, but like I feel my IQ drop every time I watch Baddies. That's just how bad that is. So that is my guilty pleasure.
Well, nice. I feel like my IQ goes up whenever I watch Marrying Millions. That's my guilty pleasure. That's on TLC. Because I'm like,
are you so trying hard to get pointers?
I'm trying to get bag, babe.
Ivy, what was your high?
My high is that I got the official call that I got my promotion. I had been waiting for that call for a long time. It's so hard to like keep something so hush hush. Cause the thing about me, I don't know how to keep a secret. Obviously, right? Here's the most secret. So this is like one of the big things about it is I don't know how to keep a secret. You cannot tell me, hey, you know what? Let me backtrack. Because if you say, hey, on a serious note, this has to stay between us.
Right.
Okay, maybe. Okay. If you make it sound like
I'm gonna go home and tell my dog, it's okay.
No, if you make it sound like cheesemate, well, I'm gonna have to treat it like cheesemate. I'll have to tell somebody at least. I'm not good at keeping secrets for the most part. So even like my boss, when she announced it, she was like, "This is the worst kept secret ever." I'm like, "Okay, rude."
She did say that. It wasn't that bad though. I don't think everybody knew.
Not everybody knew, just the ones who I told.
Right. So everybody? No, just kidding. So
everybody. Everybody shut up. I got something to say. Whoever heard knew.
Well, congratulations, B. That's super exciting.
Thank you. I feel like a rich man right now.
Oh, look, you got a yay in the chat too from Ty.
Thank you, Ty. Yay. I have like this a sweater that I like to wear, and my mom, anytime that she sees like a sign or some type of merchandise of it, she sends it to me. But it's a Cher's quote of, "Mom, I am a rich man," because that's ultimately the quote that I live by. I'm like, I am a rich man. I don't need anybody. I don't need a man. I am the rich man.
Hey.
So I feel like I'm finally stepping into that.
That's good.
Go.
So I was thinking about this episode. And I was like, what am I going to talk about? What are we going to talk about in this episode? And there's
Before we start, I need to give a shout out to someone who harassed me for a week about a shout out. So I just want to shout out my coworker who eats ass. No names. You know who you are. And I just want to shout you out.
Okay. You know what? Cherise, it's so funny that you even say that because I literally had this type of conversation with my roommate yesterday.
Conversations. You had a conversation with your roommate about eating ass yesterday.
Well, just like not that, like, yes, that, because it led to that, but more like play. Like, you know how, so I was sharing an experience, right? And I'm like, you know what? I just find it so rude and like so audacious that a lot of men more commonly are just reverting to butt play. And I'm like, when did this become a thing? Who are y'all watching? Because it doesn't translate to real life. Like, not every woman is down. I'm willing to try it, but I'm not down for it. Like, you know, like most of them don't even talk about it beforehand. They just kind of go for it. And like, there's a lot of.
They got to test the waters.
They're not testing nothing. They're jumping right in, diving off the deep end. And that's what we're trying.
You know, I was sticking your toes in the water to check it first. You just got it.
They said baby cannonball. They're not even trying to like, no.
Oh man, she said cannonball.
It was a whole conversation. I'm like, yo, like.
Is it bad that all I could hear in my head was Trey Songz? Ooh, I'm about to dive in. That's all I could fucking hear in my head.
I mean, so like, all of, like, my, some of my experiences are so like, I don't want to say unplanned, but I'm like, caught me off guard kind of thing. I'm like, whoa, hold on. We didn't, this is something that you talk about beforehand, or you're in a relationship, or so far into something before you get into something. Like, how did we jump from this to that so fast?
You know, it's, I think it's like just certain things, like, it's kind of like the evolution of sex, right? Like, if you think about before, in times when giving head was like taboo, like, you just, women didn't do it, like, it was a no. Like, I listen to Trina Songz and she's like, I ain't doing, and I'm like, girl, what?
Get with it.
But going down on women, like, that was super taboo before.
That was taboo. Yeah. And so it's like, now it's just like the evolution, like, just get with the times, because shit is happening.
I think people are just a lot more open to shit now. I have to put this one on the screen.
Can we?
I'm sorry. Bianca, do you need a year to prepare?
I need a minute at least. Damn. Because you'll see me clench so hard all of a sudden. Damn.
She's like, at least give me a warning.
Like, you want him to stop in a minute and be like, warning, I'm about to.
At least be prepared. You don't dry run it. Come on, babe. Help me help you. I'm not gonna shut it down, but I'm not gonna like be open to it.
I mean, you gotta try it at least once. See if
twice. Sometimes the first time wasn't even with the right person. So you gotta try it twice with two different people.
Sometimes the first time might just be too much of a shocker that you're like, whoa, I wasn't ready.
I wish I could say the same thing about that shit.
Sorry.
Oh man.
B, that's gonna be your nickname now. She wasn't what? Ready.
She wasn't ready. No.
I'm gonna change her display name to that in a second. Oh man.
It's, but you know, also, but some men are getting into it too. Like, you know what? Try me. I can respect that.
I can't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hard pass for me.
If they said me first and then you don't, okay, so pegging someone is not
for Teresa,
not for Shari either.
If it floats your boat, no judgment here.
Mm-mm.
But
not.
Nope.
I won't partake.
I'm not judging y'all. No,
and it's
an unfortunate
thing, because we all know where a man's G-spot is.
Right.
It's right, yeah.
So it is like one of those things, but it's a hard no for me, dog.
I've actually pegged someone before. They asked me, and it was clearly not their first time because it was their equipment.
Oh.
But I'm like, okay. Because I felt damn empowered. Shit. Mom, I am a rich man.
I am a rich man. Who's your daddy?
That's your daddy.
Oh,
I was
God.
Taken back by that, but I'll take that one. You first, babe. Let's do you.
It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of a turnoff for me if they're asking for something like that.
Interesting. I felt empowered by it.
Well, good for you.
Mom, I am a rich man. Hashtag, I am a rich man.
Boy. No, just kidding. So, question for y'all. Because I feel like all this conversation about this pegging and play and weird shit made me think about a story that a coworker shared with us about a shitty situation that I won't get into.
Pun intended.
but it made me think about like dating apps and stuff. Have you guys ever used dating apps? Do you use dating apps?
Have and will not.
Have and will not.
What's that comedian's name? I can't even think of her name right now, but she said it best. They need to just put them all on one site and say what's left. Call it what the fuck is left.
I did hear that.
Her name Leslie?
Leslie Jones?
Maybe.
It might just have been SNL, right?
Leslie Jones. It was on the Drew Barrymore show, I think.
Yeah, it was Leslie Jones.
That, when she said that, I was like, God damn it. What app? All we need is one app. Mm. Call them what's left and call it a day. But yeah,
you should go coin that right now.
That was it.
Don't know what dating app to go on? Try what's left.
Try what's left. Seriously.
Do you ever use dating apps?
I have downloaded dating apps. I'm not a fan of them just because I'm not into I'm always afraid that I'm going to catfish somebody. I know I come off confidence. Don't let this, you know, don't let this mislead you. I am very self no. I always feel like, yeah, that I'm afraid of catfishing someone where someone's going to be like, that's not what you look like. But I'm like, but it is. I promise.
Wait, it's your pictures.
I know. I think I look great because those are the times that I do look good. It's just that I'm always afraid that they have such a higher standard with, like, I don't know. But then again, the guys there, anytime that I do get on an app, I'm swiping no on almost everybody. I'm like, you know what? Mind you, this is my first impression of y'all, and these are the photos you're going to give me? No. Mimi, go. I'm going to run into someone at the bar, in the library. I don't know.
The library.
You're supposed to talk in the library.
I'll go to church. I don't know. I'm going to meet someone organically.
The library still open?
No, I'm just kidding. Barnes and Nobles?
They are. I actually met my husband on a dating app.
Oh, you lucky bitch.
I am a Tinder success story, baby.
No, just kidding. What app?
Tinder.
With the help of her best friend. Mm. You're welcome.
It was Tinder. It was with the help of my best friend because I was on the phone with her one day when I was going to flake on him and she convinced me not to. But yeah, I met him on Tinder. We swiped right, you know.
How about I download a dating app and y'all can just swipe for me?
Oh, we should host an episode trying to find Bianca a date.
I will give y'all, I'll give y'all both chances to download your app of choice and y'all can make the profile and y'all can just be me. Y'all can catfish for real.
We'll just grab our phones.
Just set me up with that person.
We'll grab our phones and show it to the fans and be like, should we swipe yes or no for Bianca on this one?
Ooh, and if we if I match with someone, I'm gonna have to like set up a date to follow up with that.
Right.
That's
maybe
gonna be
we'll come on the show. Maybe their first date will be live.
No, just kidding. God. A panel interview?
A panel interview?
The board members have spoken. We have to mute you.
So speaking of dating apps, I actually saw a TikTok the other day where they were talking about how they hate it when people in dating apps put like group pictures in their profile.
Because
then
dumb.
You're playing like
it's-
guess who? Mm-hmm. Like, who is it? Ooh, I kind of like this guy. I hope it's this guy. And then you swipe.
No, it's always the ugliest one.
Yes.
This one.
Always.
It's always the ugliest one. Why is that?
Or the ones that want to post pictures with their kids. I understand. I'm not asking you to hide your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. I'm not asking you to do that. But really, that's you want to get. Remember, people who post pictures and videos of their children. Normally trying to overcompensate for something.
Or that's probably the only picture that they have of the kids, of them with the kids.
Ooh. Kids 4 years old in the picture and they 12 years old in real life.
Don't go there. Stop.
Just yeah, those ones you got to be careful for.
But you know what? Shout out to those single fathers. I'm not excluding y'all.
But see, a single father don't need to post his profile picture on a dating app of him and his children.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for a step, maybe you need to find a stepmom if that's what you're trying to do.
Just tell them it's a package deal.
Ashley,
you can say that without showing it. It's a scam.
It is.
It's a scam.
Totally.
It's a damn scam.
What about how would you guys feel? I'd heard this in a different podcast that I listen to all the time. Shout out to Nessa Off Air. That's the podcast. I'm not going to hate on no podcasts, okay? But they were talking about this a couple months ago, and I was like, are you kidding me? But they're talking about people putting credit scores in their profiles on dating apps, like that people are actually doing that shit.
That's because you have people, and I'm not saying looking for the wrong thing, but you have, like, the criteria for dating people now is, like, wild. Let's just say that. It's really wild for some people. Like, the list that people have, and I'll just say, truly for women, like, I'm even mind blown sometimes when you see these posts online. It's like, oh, men got to do this, and they got to do this, and have this, and have that. And it's like, sis, you riding around on a Nissan Altima screaming A out your window. What are we doing?
Hey,
what are we doing? Like, let's go. That's it.
Nothing too. It's also like important to also be self-aware, to like date within your bracket, date within your like your range, like not your range, but like also, girl, get out of here, Jada Countessa. Can we please put your health in? What? How long do you have? For those looking for the sugar daddies, post your MyChart results.
I need blood test results, please. Thank you.
It's just wild.
Oh, can you I guarantee you
though that people with bad credit aren't the ones posting their credit score.
No. Everything is for the up and up on social media.
Yeah.
Like, no one posts their bad days. No one posts bad moments. Like, let's just be real.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Let's just be real.
Because we're in the era of transactional relationships. That's so true.
This goes back to last week's question, kind of like who should pay for the first date kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the standards of what everyone's role is in the relationship, or what's the expectation of that person in the relationship.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, like the big debate of like, oh, would you be ashamed if a dude took you to Cheesecake Factory for your first date? I mean, me personally, I don't care for the Cheesecake Factory, so that's why I'd say no. And I'm a foodie, so I'm gonna want to eat. But like, why is that such a bad thing? Everything is high as hell. Shit, right now we could pull up to McDonald's and eat a meal because
honestly,
everywhere is expensive right about now.
That dollar menu doesn't exist anymore.
At all.
No.
Nowhere.
That Denny's 2, 4, 6, 8 menu doesn't exist, and I'm down for Denny's.
Yeah, Chili's even 3 for me ain't even like the $10 no more.
I'm sorry. That 3 for me has got to be 3 for us because I can't afford the 2 of us. It's going to get real romantic with that 2 straws real quick.
Philly said the bar is simultaneously too high and on the ground somehow. Yeah, I feel like it's one extreme or the other. Like, people either have ridiculously high standards that nobody can meet, including themselves, or
I am a rich man.
Or they have none, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Very.
So dating's hard. That's why I haven't done it in a while.
We've got to do better.
And it sounds like you guys are just, you know, in favor of the traditional methods versus the apps.
Yeah. I think a lot of
problem with the apps, though.
I would love to meet someone on the app because I don't go out to a lot of places.
That part.
Yeah, and it's convenient. However, the setback of the app is, mind you, this is my first impression, and there's not a lot of effort that gets put into the apps. A lot of the times, there's this whole TikTok trend where people were like, these girls were screenshotting the generic answers that males usually put on their prompts of like dating apps. They're like, oh, talk first rounds on me if, and then it's like, you can name a NBA player, I don't know, or it's just like some generic common thing. And it was like every profile that they like swiped on was that same answer. It was like copy paste. So it's like no one's like
themselves.
Yeah. So it's hard.
Be you, do you.
And, you know, not to mention all the dudes that are, and women, not just dudes. Let me take that back. All the people that are on dating apps for other reasons. You know what I mean? And so it's like you kind of got to like
weed them out.
Find your way through the sleaze.
Hold on, because you know, let me tell you a pet peeve of mine that I found out the last time that I downloaded a dating app. So there's an option that says, what are you looking for? Why the not sure is an option pisses me off, because then why are you here?
No, why, but that's
wasting my time is what you're doing, because there are answers to like for a good time, short term, long term, married, whatever. And you're going to pick not sure. No, you're playing with me. Play with your mama. Don't play with me. No.
Can you filter out the people that selected not sure? Like, is like, do you have preferences where you can be like, if a motherfucker said not sure, do I not show him to me.
Maybe I'm the premium, but I'm not paying for that. Maybe
I'm the premium. Yeah, no. Don't pay for premium.
Yeah, no.
But you know what? Have you heard that, like, I don't know, it's not a conspiracy theory, but the theory is that, like, if you don't pay for the premium, then the matches that you get are like so, like, I don't want to say grotesque, but they're so low bar that it's like, oh, very humbling. Okay. But if you pay for premium, then you get like those ideal matches. Like, oh, okay, they're good looking. They fit more of what I'm looking for. This isn't that. But with the free versions of all of those apps, you just get bottom of the barrel. And it's like, no, I'll stay humble. That's fine.
I used the free version and I got me my husband. So, hey.
We support the free version.
Winning.
In their pain. Can we highlight Ties? She said there's an app.
Oh, okay. Let's see. There's an app called Struvy and it rates or reviews people on dating apps. Oh, this is interesting.
Now, see, that also would humble me or possibly make me cry, because if someone rated me.
She said it would also make me cry.
Maybe. What is it rating? Ty, can you let us know, like, what does it actually rate? Like
do people – yeah, do people get to, like, rate each other after they date?
They're like, oh, he didn't even get me an Uber, like, 4 stars. And they, like, yes, for 50-50? No.
No. 0 stars.
0 stars.
Not recommended.
I think, you know, do not recommend.
Since you guys are more into the traditional version then, aside from dating apps, because that's all new age stuff, what would you guys consider to be like your ideal date?
I'm a chill girl. We could sit and talk. Let's just get in the car and ride and vibe and listen to music. I'm just real chill. I mean, if it involves food, then the better. But, you know, just because I'm a foodie and I'm a fat ass. But
I think we're all foodies, you know, here.
Just real chill. Like, it don't have to be nothing extravagant. I really feel like on a first date, it should be like quiet time. I mean, not like necessarily quiet time, but like time for y'all to get to vibe. Like, I think a movie date is the first worst date ever.
Movie dates are terrible.
Who's talking in the movie theater? So, like, exactly. That's dumb. I mean, like, you know, just something simple. Coffee, a walk, just sit and talk. Like, get to know each other. Fill each other out. Energy's big. Mm. Sit with somebody quietly and figure out their energy.
You learn a lot about somebody gets a little quiet around.
Yeah, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
You truly do. So, yeah, all that other nonsense of going out and movies and clubbing together like that.
I wouldn't do a club either.
Oh, no.
Because then I got to compete with all these other bitches that are dressed good to the teen, looking fine as hell.
Well, even like a bar, like you have to be selective about the type of bar you go to. Because it's like, if it's hella noisy and crowded, like,
how are we going to know each other?
Yeah.
Not. So then I'm exactly opposite of you, Cherie, because I would like my idea date is like, let's go to arcade. Let's go to Dave and Buster's. Let's go to something where we can play, because I'm a competitive person. And one thing about me is I love talking shit. So I want to, that's where
you never.
See, like, that's a good, like, date three for me, because I am that way too. Like, I love to talk shit, but you got to understand me first before that, because, you know, some men don't like women that come off that way or the aggressiveness or whatever, but like, I am going to trash talk the shit out of you, bro. Like, bruh. Like, don't take it personal. Like, you know, like, don't take it personal. That's just who I am. We can go do go-karts. We can video game, like, whatever. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to whoop your ass real quick.
Respectively.
Like, you know, it don't, but see, some guys would take that like, oh, no, nah, she too, you know, if you don't know me. There's a soft side of me, and then there's that side of me. So I think, like, that's a good date three, four, you know.
So do you are willing to be vulnerable with someone up front, like first date?
What? What's that? Vulnerable. I don't know that word.
Don't even.
Like, I don't think I'm willing to show a soft side first, because that's not who I am most of the time.
Not soft, but, like, let me just explain to you who I am. Get to know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, like, out the gate I'm going to pour my heart out and give you everything I got. No, but, like, just know, like, yeah, there's that quiet, shy, timid side to me. And then there's that side that'll be like, bruh. Like, you know, there's, you know, you got to get to know both sides of me.
Yeah. See, I don't mind being vulnerable at the beginning. Like, I'm very much an open book. If people get to know, I will say, though, I actually blame that a lot on my old podcast, because I got so used to just word vomiting my whole life to everybody on a regular basis that when I met new people, it was just easy for me to just, this is me and this is what I'm about. This is, you know, my highs and lows. And you know what I mean? Like, I have no problem. Like, the first time me and my husband hung out, we literally just hung out at my place till about 4 or 5 in the morning.
You let a stranger into your house?
I sure the fuck
woman.
Did.
Woman.
But I had all the information, so it was okay. It was my fault. She didn't want to go nowhere. But then was like, well, I'm not going to hang out because I don't feel like going nowhere.
I get that.
And I was just like, bitch, chill. Do what you like to do. Just and we vibe. Did. So she did.
And we did.
Worked out. So.
It worked out.
Really, I can't talk shit because yours worked out.
It worked out. It worked out.
What I used to tell you, you're going to fuck around and miss your king with that bullshit.
And I'm glad you said that, because here we are now.
You're welcome.
Here we are now.
Maybe I should take one.
My ideal date is stuff like that. Just fucking, let's just chill, man. I don't mind doing competitive stuff too. Like, if you want to go have fun, let's do that. But let's go somewhere where we can still talk to each other. Like bowling's cool, especially if, like, you have other people, you know, when they're bowling, you can sit down, chit chat a little. Or, like, shooting pool was always a good one for me when I was single, because I like to think I'm a little good at it, even though I'm not. But, you know, it does give you the opportunity to have, like, that banter that you're talking about and talk a little shit, but still talk, you know, where mm-hmm. you can get to know somebody.
For sure.
What are some of your deal breakers on a first date?
So, again, this was a recent conversation that I had with my friend earlier this week or last week.
Asked with?
Yes.
Go on.
So I actually had plans to go out on a date with someone 2 weekends ago, maybe, and it was great. It was not great. And leading up to it, I never had the date. Long story short, I never had the date, because leading up to it, this person would double text me, triple text me. If I didn't text back, it would text me on text message and then Instagram message me or something. And that's just, like, too much. The clinginess, no, I don't even know you yet. We haven't even gone out.
That's
a lot. Yes. I don't like that. We should have our own lives. The fact that you are waiting for me to respond, if that's what your day is like, then you're too available.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing for someone to be too available?
It's
it depends on how they use that availability.
That. Because, like, if I like you, great, I'm going to make time for you. Make no mistake. That's not what I'm saying. Like, you know, a person, if he wanted to, he would. But the fact that you are texting me every 15 minutes through Instagram, Facebook, and using all your resources to try to get one response out of me, that's going above and beyond for, like,
it's not nothing. Like you're having two different conversations.
No, it's like just trying to get it. Yeah. And it's like, I was working, or I was in a meeting, or I was doing something. Like, respect that time. Be reasonable too. So my date actually didn't end up happening just because he was just constantly texting me. I got that day that we were supposed to go out, I received a text message, two text messages at 5:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning. And then the third text message at 8:30 in the morning. And then an Instagram, he responded to my Instagram story at like 9 o'clock asking what I'm doing. I'm like, babe, I'm sleeping. I didn't wake up till 10. But I woke up to all these messages. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this.
See, that to me screams insecure. Screams insecure. Yeah. And that is one of my biggest turnoffs, is an insecure man. Mm-hmm. Like, I need, like, if you have met anyone that I have ever dated in my life, the one thing they all have in common is some quiet confidence. And that to me is so attractive, is just own who you are and be you and chill the fuck out. Like, that's what I like. And so to hear that story, B, I understand why the fuck you didn't go on that date.
Like, I'm not going to allow that. That's
no, that's good. No.
That's good. Sheree, what about you? Pep, something that's a turn off, red flag, a hard no for you?
I don't know. That's really hard to say, because if I'm being totally honest, like, first dates for me, I can't even say like how many first dates I've really been on, because I consider first date as like, oh, meeting someone, barely knowing them, and then like going on dates. I've always dated people I've known. You know, have some sort of history with. So for me, I think that's kind of hard to answer.
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, there's obviously things like that I know I would not be like okay with, but I can't say like I've experienced something that to me was like, oh, no red flag on the first date.
Yeah.
I've kind of, you know, there's always a backstory to who I'm on a date with. So it's like, oh, okay, I know your lifestyle, or I know this about you. So nothing really is like a red flag in that moment for me.
But that's a really good approach, though, to dating is, oh, maybe not. Okay. Oh, she's been going to say, you know, they say be friends first, but let me shut the fuck up, because apparently.
I mean, yes, I do believe that, like, you should be friends with somebody first. But I also think that the friendship has to be on a deeper level. It can't be surface level. And even though, like, you know somebody, but a lot of it can just be surface level know somebody. You know their representative.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes it hard, because then that whole issue comes into play. So I feel like I've known people's representative in some situations, and then in other situations, no. But that's still quite challenging. I'll say that much.
That thought that you just said about the representative, that actually leads me to another kind of deal breaker for first dates when I was dating, was like when you can just tell that they're trying way too hard to impress you. That's what I mean by, like, I like dudes to just be chill. Like, don't try too hard. Just be yourself. Like, if I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. But
be
yourself. But see,
I think it's even worse now, because I think that these women, not all, but a lot of women set those expectations and set those bars, right? All over social media, because everyone believes everything they see and hear on social media. So it's like, oh, all women want this. And it's like, no, all women don't want that. There are us women who are just chill, down to earth, want to just vibe and get to know somebody. You don't need to rent a car to impress me. You don't need to pull out a bed. Like, I don't need none of that. Like, just chill. Let's be you. And I say that all the time. Just do you. Be you. And that's going to speak enough to a real woman who knows what she wants, where she's going, you know, like, don't depend on a man for anything. Like, it's just too much of that. And so I think a lot of that, too, shies women away from dating a lot of the times. So it's like, I'm not finna be out here. Because then even some dudes are attracted to that, because those are the girls that are dressed in designer and this and that, and pretending to chase a bag. Because like I said, baddies is my bad thing. And if them bitches say we want to get a bag and them bitches fighting one more time. Like, bitch, what bag is y'all chasing and you bitches is fighting in the living room? How are y'all chasing a bag?
A body bag.
That part. Punch a bag. Like, so, you know, like, I feel like a lot of it is that. And they, men want that. Like, women who are into those type of things, right? But, yeah, so it's just like, I don't, the dating scene is just not for me. I'm just chill.
It's just not that time.
It's just not. I don't have the energy for it. It's just too much.
Dating's a lot of work, too. Like, it's a lot of work.
Yep.
I can't work 3 full-time jobs.
Oh, I know, that's right.
It ain't gonna work.
So for any of the people watching or listening that were wondering about Ty's comment earlier, she did come back and give us a little bit of information on the rankings or the ratings on that app. And it is people leaving reviews about you that you went on a date on.
I just want to see now. I'm just nosy. I'm totally one of those people that are get on social media and I'm just here for the comments. So,
okay, well, I need both of y'all to download Struvy and then report back on some of these rankings, please.
Well, you know what? Let's let all three of us download it and then just we'll talk about it in the next episode.
She can't download it.
Okay, we sounds like a lot of people. Me and Cherie will download it.
These two ladies will download Struvy. Ty, if you see any more Struvy funny reviews, please come back to the show every Wednesday and share them.
Please. Can we post pictures on this? Because if we can grab some screenshots of what we find, some of those reviews, some like Yelp reviews.
Test it out. Somebody sent us a picture in the chat. No, just keep it PG though, okay?
PG? What's that?
I know, right? Last question before we close out the show. What is your dream celebrity date? So if you could pick any male or female celebrity that you would want to go on a date with, who would it be and why? Bianca, you look like you know already.
I got mine.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sabrina Carpenter. She would be mine. She is legal. I verified this. She is fun. She's quirky. I love it. If I had to pick a male, then it'd be like Jensen Ackles, the one who plays Dean from Supernatural. That's me. Sorry.
No clue.
Okay, well, you keep thinking. Mine, and I had my I had to ask my husband so he could vouch for me. But my dream celebrity date would be Fred Warner. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. Okay.
That's why I don't know.
That's why I don't know. That's why.
He's a delicious man. Delicious man.
Yeah,
he's a little young though, but you know, whatever.
Is he over 18?
Oh yes, of
course.
Is he
over 21?
Yes,
he's good. Babe.
Oh, he's a grown man. He's just
a grown man.
Come on for me, Shari.
I really have. I'm really like racking my brain here. I really don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Ooh, and if I had to pick a female, it would definitely be Kehlani.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
She's a whole vibe.
I can get under that. I can get under that. Yeah.
She's a vibe.
She's a whole vibe.
She is gorgeous. Yeah.
She's a whole Everyone's vibe.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can agree with that. We can all agree with that.
Yeah, she's just bad. That girl, man. Do you, boo? Do you?
Do you? Yeah.
So no male, Char?
I really don't know.
Boo.
All right. We'll come back to that next
week.
But
that's sad. I just don't pay nobody that much attention. That's the unfortunate part of this. Actually, you know what? And this is going to sound really, really bad.
Uh-oh.
I would want to go on a date with Chris Brown.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, it does. It's
have you seen him dance?
Right. But the only reason why I said this is really bad is because he's a Taurus and I know goddamn better. But it's just something. I like just him in general. Like, he's just someone I'd want to just have a conversation with. Like, get mm-hmm. to know on a deeper level.
We know what that means.
All right, 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 right.
Really? We can't just be adults here.
No.
No.
I said she likes J-Lo.
J-Lo. Selena's.
Marcelina's. Honestly, I used to have a major crush on J-Lo too, so I get that tie. I do.
J-Lo before Ben the second or third time. She's different now. She's different. Yeah, she's totally different now.
Yeah. I liked what was that video she did? Get Right. We Get Right. Mm-hmm. That J-Lo.
Lost me.
That was before Ben the third time. What
of those? Oh, this one's for you, Shari. Which one though? Artsy Chris Brown or dancing Chris Brown?
Both. Intertwine them.
It's a threesome. That's what I was like, she wants a threesome.
Because see, I really feel like his artsy side is like his creative, like, you know, like that part I'd want to tap into, right? Because he is one of the greatest of his time. So yes, that. And then like, God, if y'all know me, I'm a dancer at heart first. Mm-hmm. So fuck, why not? Let's turn the club up.
I said, have you seen him dance? You know what they say about good dancers. I know, that's where we need to take you, Bianca. You need to go where? See people dance.
Like, say the last dance?
We have
whatever
come
that so looks far. Like for you.
We have come so far. There are so many other dance movies you could have said.
Any of the step ups? So she my dance moves clearly TV. Are not like.
Like she says, she don't watch TV.
Clearly, or movies for
her. Or movies, so
she goes to the movies
sometimes
for a musical.
Ladies, it's already at the top of the hour.
We are at the top of
time
the
flies hour. When you're drinking
and having fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like and having fun. But that was a fun way to close it out. Fred, if you're watching, I know you're married and have a child and I'm married too, but you know, just say hi.
Sabrina, I know you're newly single, so.
She is newly single. B, it's your chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Shari, Chris Brown, you know, just make sure he don't smack you around a little bit. All right. So with that said.
And we can close the show because I was going to say something here.
With that said, before we close out, just want to make a quick announcement. Next week on Wednesday, it is Christmas Day, so we will not be airing live that day. We will come back to you guys, though, on New Year's Day and celebrate New Year's with anyone who's available and hungover from New Year's Eve to watch our show. So come back, see us in 2 weeks, so not one this time, two, so that we can celebrate the new year with all of y'all. Merry Christmas. What is it? Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to you. So, did I
good
cover
job,
all of them?
Not.
Did I cover all of them? I think I did. So. Right? Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Yeah. There you go.
You good.
You know, I was just watching some recently. They said, why don't we say Happy Christmas? Why is it Merry Christmas?
I don't know.
They say it in another country, Europe or somewhere. They say Happy Christmas. I said, I'm going with that this year.
I heard that on Harry Potter, so I think I'm going to have to back that up.
Aww. Happy Christmas.
I said,
Happy
thank Christmas. You for the great chat.
Oh, thanks.
She did. So, B, where can they find us?
All right. So, if you have not already, you can always follow us on our social media accounts, our Instagram, our YouTube, and our Facebook at It's No Secret Podcast. And if you want, you can follow us on our TikTok account at It's No Secret Podcast Zero.
And go report the people that have It's No Secret podcast on TikTok.
Yeah, I'll remove that zero, please.
So that we can remove the zero and be there.
I like consistency.
Yeah, me too.
If you are not able to join us on live on our Wednesday episodes, have no fear, because we'll be able to upload our audio version to Spotify and Apple beginning tomorrow morning. So our first episode, if you were not able to make it, you're able to listen up, catch up, and then be prepared for January 1st as we start our 2025 with our It's No Secret podcast live session then.
Yes.
Yes. Well, all right, lovely people. Remember, we're back in 2 weeks. And until then, it's no secret.
Bye.
Bye.